But they say I should not have talked about the Rolling Stones. It was too shocking. Okay, so no more Rolling Stones. Everyone says there's so much power coming through the internet. How much power is there in being here? That's what I hear. I don't know. This is Krishna's mercy. So, can I have this red map, please? Thank you very much. Oh, there's something is missing. Rangadevi, may I request you? See, I have a little plastic folder just like this, and there is a handwriting of Ramesh Baba. And there is downstairs on the table, I think. I hope. Yeah. As you know, this afternoon session is dedicated to the subject where we learn from different kirtaniyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us a very interesting compilation of articles called Bhaktyaloka, where he describes the different processes of devotional service, and he mentions there that there is great potency coming to a devotee if he or she follows the examples of the great people. And there are two great people, modern and ancient. Modern great people are Haridas Thakur, he says, more recent, in other words, only 500 years old. Thank you. And ancient are the great souls like Ambarish Maharaj, who are there in the Vedic time and mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So today we will also follow the instructions of a super modern saint, that is someone from today's time, and the ancient one will be Gop Kumar. I would like to mention what Bhurijam Prabhu wrote to me when I asked him what elements need to be there in order to have a good kirtan. For me, a good kirtan is when my mind becomes absorbed in hearing and chanting the holy names, and I have no desire for the kirtan to end. Don't we know this sometimes when we are in a kirtan? We just look at the wristwatch and think, well, hopefully it soon comes to the end. So Bhurijam Prabhu writes, For me, a good kirtan is when my mind becomes absorbed in hearing and chanting the holy names, and I have no desire for the kirtan to end. Naturally, when that occurs, or when that comes or happens, my consciousness will also tend to deepen and be prayerful. Usually for me, this can occur when the kirtan leader sings melodiously and is himself deeply absorbed in kirtan rasa. My being fully absorbed in kirtan in this way only comes by Krishna's kindness, and I find that I am unable to enter into this type of absorption by my own strength. Isn't it wonderful? He says this absorption comes only by Krishna's kindness and not by my own strength. This reminds me a little bit of Narada Muni, who meditated on Lord Krishna with a certain mantra, and then all of a sudden felt that he had attained Krishna, and he cried profusely. Then Krishna disappeared, and he tried again to do exactly the same techniques which he had done to come to that state, but he was unsuccessful. You can only come into the realm of blissful Krishna consciousness by mercy, not so much by your own strengths. And that mercy comes, if I can speak in the theme of today's day, when Krishna really sees you are aspiring for a relationship. Prabhupada used to say that the chanting should be done like the sincere cry of a little child for his mother. And we know when the child cries for the mother sincerely, then the mother cannot keep herself away. She will have to come. So when the devotee aspires for a sincere relationship with Krishna, Krishna just cannot keep himself away. He actually himself wants that. He wants a relationship with you. Yes, I'm serious. It's not that you only want a relationship with Krishna. Krishna wants a relationship with you. Usually we think, I am so, and we criticize ourselves. We often have such a low opinion of ourselves that we just can't imagine or even can't allow ourselves the thought that Krishna is interested in me. We don't think like this. We think, not in me, maybe my neighbor, but not in me. Come on, I mean. But no, Krishna is interested in you. And I believe this is one of the deep messages of the Kirtaniya to whom we are turning now, Gop Kumar. We hear that Gop Kumar had a long, long journey before he reached Krishna. And finally, when he met Krishna, he was amazed what Krishna said to him. Krishna said, how could you be so long away from me? How was it possible for you to tolerate this separation from me? How was it possible for you to tolerate it? And then he said, I have been trying to get you back by so many means, but I saw you were not inclined to accept me in my form as a holy name. You didn't chant. So I needed to do something to bring you back and at the same time not violate the rule, my own rule, to not mix into your own freedom. So what I did is I appeared as your spiritual master. that war. I was always looking down the path, Krishna says. When would you come? Like a person who anticipates a meeting. They said they would come at 4 o'clock, but now it's 4:25. Where are they? And then this person goes out of the house and looks down the road. Will they come? So Krishna also looks down the road. When will you come? He's interested in that relationship very, very much. And when you start to chant your kirtan with a similar intent means intention, that you want a relationship with Krishna. The two desires meet, Krishna's desire and your own desire. But Krishna's desire is always much stronger and more forceful than your desire, because we are conditioned still, unfortunately, and our love is small, not yet so big. So let's see, there's Krishna and we are here. So his desire comes, and he just keeps himself a little bit back because he doesn't want to mix into your freedom. And when he sees you moving a little bit towards him, you desire that, Krishna's desire comes and gets you. This is what we hear from the Gop Kumar story, and you know, see how it ended in a loving embrace. Oh, this is so nice. We want to thank our visual team for this wonderful picture. This is amazing. I've never seen it before. Good. See how the conditioned soul is lifted up by Krishna. He's on his toe. Can you see? So we will now hear the Gop Kumar story, and we will extract some of the secrets from it. It's a very, very nice story. I think it's my best story, which I like. So please hear now in a attentive mood. Do I have all the elements together? Yes, I think so. As a young cowherd of Govardhan, Gop Kumar would often meet an extraordinary renounced Brahmin who looked so beautiful as if he was a god. This Brahmana would always do Krishna kirtan. He would dance on the dust roads of Vrindavan. His arms were raised in the sky, and he would call out, "Hey Gopal, hey Govinda." And he would, in this way, do kirtan. And sometimes he became so moved that he laughed, cried, and then sang and danced with redoubled strength. At times, my dear devotees, he would shout out, "Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!"
Fall on the ground and roll about like a madman, loudly sobbing, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna." He would totally fall unconscious at times, and his mucus, saliva and tears combined and turned the dust of the path around him into mud. At other times he would lie still on the ground like a corpse without any symptoms of life. It was from this exalted Brahmin where Gop Kumar received a mantra full with three names: Krishna, Govinda and Gopijana Vallabha, names which praised the Lord. As he was sitting during his initiation and receiving the mantra from his exalted Guru Maharaj, this ecstatic Brahmana, something unusual happened. I hope it will not happen during your initiation, your Brahman initiation, when you get the same mantra, or maybe some of you have obtained, or most of you have obtained, and what happened here was something extraordinary. When the Brahmana who recited the mantra was about to explain the meaning of the mantra and how to use it, he became overcome with symptoms of divine love, became bewildered, and started to cry like a woman separated from her lover. Then the Brahmana somewhat stopped and composed himself, but Gop Kumar was so shocked that his Guru Maharaj had displayed such symptoms of longing that he didn't dare to ask Guru Maharaj, how many times do I chant it, which times, then what is the meaning of this mantra exactly. He just didn't dare to ask, and his Guru Maharaj looked at him with eyes as if he was not even there, got up and left chanting Radhe Radhe Hare Krishna. Gop Kumar had faith in his guru and kept on reciting this mantra, and its force, the mantra, impelled him to search for the supreme manifestation of his Ishta Devata. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also tells us what is the Shakti of this, it's the Gopal mantra in which Gop Kumar was initiated. It says it makes the soul run after Krishna. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu obtained this mantra from Ishwara Puri, you remember he wanted to start in the night, right after having received this mantra, and run to Vrindavan and look for Krishna in Vrindavan. It does this. This mantra has the Shakti that you really think after some time chanting it, you have to chant it at the proper time. That's very important. Then you will run after Krishna. It is described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if you don't chant your mantra at the proper time, the deity of the mantra is not present in this mantra. So you have to chant it at the three times, the three santyas, they are called. Anyways, I don't want to tell you the secrets of the Gopal mantra. That's another retreat. It's a huge subject. Gop Kumar set out for a long journey where he meets many forms of the Lord and many different manifestations. But he doesn't meet the ultimate manifestation or the ultimate Krishna, because simply he was not instructed how to do everything properly and the meaning of the mantra. There was no time. His Guru Maharaj was too ecstatic. He fell on the ground and he couldn't explain everything. So although he reached higher and higher levels, although he saw different deities of Krishna, including Lord Jagannath, who's none other than Krishna himself, although he saw different avatars of Krishna, including Vamana Dev and Yagya Purush, Yagyesha, and so on. He saw these, but the ultimate manifestation of the Gopal mantra is, of course, Krishna, or Gopal Krishna in Vrindavan, or more concretely, Madan Gopal, the bewildering, beautiful Gopal. Bewildering in the sense that his beauty is overwhelming, not in another sense. So finally, in his journey, he reached the abode of Shiva, where by some arrangements, the servants of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Duta, meet him, and they tell him something about his exalted Guru Maharaj. They tell him, your Guru's name is Jayanta. He's the best of the Mathura Brahmins, and he was born on the banks of the Ganga. And he is a descendant, means an avatar of Krishna himself. This is your Guru Maharaj. They tell this to him to, you know, when you want to preach to someone, you first must get his faith. That's a very important rule when you preach. You must establish a faith. So they tell him something which Gop Kumar can relate to, and his faith is growing. And then the Vishnu Dutas see that he needs knowledge of one particular secret. Would you like to know what they tell him? They see this person has come so far, but he still needs one information. They tell him, pure bhakti, which brings you to the highest realization, consists of the sankirtan of the Lord's name. And in our opinion, this kirtan is much superior to the practice of meditation or smaranam. I must tell you here something which may be new to some of you. There is a long-lasting discussion, what is higher, meditation about Krishna or singing his glories. And this discussion has brought the Vaishnavas, the worshippers of Lord Krishna, in two groups. There is the group of those who meditate about Krishna's pastimes as their most important practice. And there is those who are more like us in the Hare Krishna movement, who believe that chanting is higher, and that even the service to the holy name is also when you tell others about the holy name, like you preach to them. That's our opinion. That's our line, so to say. So the Vishnu Dutas now tell him something. They say, I've made a photocopy of this so that you get it really like it. Here it is. Simply practice pure devotional service, mainly in the form of Nam Sankirtan, with the hope of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. This will bring pure bhakti. My dear devotees, remember our little picture. I'm trying to connect. When you do kirtan, you must have that relationship to Krishna in your mind. And this hope, what did we say? Asha Bandha. You must be bound by this hope that you will reach the lotus feet of Krishna. It's so important. If you have what we can call disconnected chanting, you are like a person in the kirtan retreat without oxygen. You are there in the room, but because you don't have oxygen, you are also not there. My dear internet audience, we have this constant struggle that we have many people in a room which is not properly aired out. So I will ask, who is our... I think we should have... Can I have three window people? You know, who take this as a regular service. Siapa tanda, if you would not mind to just dress in a hat for a while, please, Björn. Das ist ein mellow yellow window opener. Jetzt musst du mal ein bisschen Kraft zeigen, also es richtig öffnen. Ja, ja. Lärm is not as bad as dying from no oxygen, you know. Oh yeah, oh, there is noise. Then we have to go this side. Björn, you were very intelligent. Thank you. I think maybe Ranga Devi, we should. We have to save my audience. Yeah. See, when you have no oxygen, the hearing itself doesn't bring the fruit because you are dying. So. I'm sorry for this example. When you chant and you lack the oxygen, the vitamin B, the vitamin C, I would say, the connection, the vitamin C in your chanting, your chanting just doesn't have, your consciousness doesn't have the same power. It's really very, very important to hope for the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. Then the Vishnu Dutas say, we consider chanting to be alone the most excellent form of bhakti, better than meditation, which appears only in one's own turbulent heart. For it is chanting that grabs or engages our speech, and it also grabs the mind and the sense of hearing. And chanting is a process which doesn't only help the person practicing it, but others who stand in the vicinity as well. If the sense of speech, which sets all the external and internal senses in motion, is brought under constant control, then the mind becomes stable and can properly engage in transcendental remembrance of the Lord. Remembrance thus develops as a fruit of chanting. May I draw out two principles for us here? When you do loud kirtan, your tongue vibrates, and this vibration of the tongue engages the sense of hearing, it captures the sense of hearing, and it also captures the most turbulent and powerful of all the senses, which is the mind. The internal sense. So the Vishnu Dutas make a strong point. They say, if you would just try to meditate with a mind which is so turbulent means so wild or so restless or so moving, it wouldn't work as well. But if you engage the sense of speech, then that will engage other senses as well, including the powerful mind. That's their point. How do you like this point? Kuba?
At this point, he's chanting the Gopal mantra.
Yeah.
So is it that besides the Gopal mantra, the Sankirtan is what's being recommended?
Yes. He is up till now only meditating about the Gopal mantra. And the Vishnu Dutas see, he will not make the ultimate progress. He needs kirtan. Because without kirtan, he will not be fully absorbed. That's what they, in other words, give kirtan as the process to absorb yourself. But let us remember and let us note very carefully what type of kirtan it was. It was kirtan with the hope of attaining a relationship. You follow? Not disconnected kirtan. The kirtan needs this oxygen or this vitamin C of connectedness in order to work. Yes? You need to think about Krishna and the hope of attaining Him, Ashabandha. Now, how should you... What does Gop Kumar learn further about how she should do kirtan? There is a verse in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita which says you should chant with a longing for a divine relationship. Nam na tu shang kirtanam atibaram megam vina pravishri chatakanam ratro viyoga svapate ratangi vagasya chakro shanavat pratiti. It tells us about two birds as an example how we should chant. We should chant with a longing. No music any longer. And I think you all know and remember the one bird, the Chataki bird. Who knows what bird this is? Yeah, it's the bird which only drinks rainwater, which is directly from the clouds. He doesn't go to the ground. So in the same way, the devotee only nourishes himself with Krishna's mercy. But then another bird is given, about which I would like to speak. This bird is an example of longing for a relationship. The bird's name is Chakravaki. The Chakravaki have a curse upon them. The curse is the male Chakravati and the female Chakravati will never meet in the night. Night is for romantic meeting, children and all. But they will not meet. And would you like to know how this curse came about? It's a wild story. There were husband and wife, Chakravaki, and they were very romantically engaged with each other on the branch of a tree. And under this tree was a saint trying to meditate, and they were doing family planning up there. All of a sudden, these two birds became so romantically involved in each other that they both fell and landed in the lap of the saint. He was a brahmachari saint and was totally upset. What? Do it somewhere else, please. Respect the brahmachari ashram. And then he cursed them. May you never meet. This is too much. This is a legend. This is the which you find in the old Puranic texts. And so since that time, these birds go around in the forest at night, and they cry out, "Beloved!" And the other cries out, "Beloved, I'm here." And then 10 minutes later, "Where are you?" "Here." And you know, but they never meet. What a disappointment. What a huge problem. So in the same way, let us now, you know, examples are only given to give us a certain feeling. We are also looking for Krishna, but we just have not yet met him, mostly. And this is disappointing. So you should call, like this bird, parted from their husbands at night. Here, like the distressed crying of the Chataka birds on a cloudless day of the rainy season, or the lamenting of a flock of Chakravaki birds when parted from the husband at night, the sankirtan of the Lord's name arises when one is burdened by the pain of separation. Nam sankirtan, in fact, appears only when prema has been enhanced in a special way. That is like this, longing for a divine relationship. I think we should learn this. When we sit down to do our kirtan or our nam japa, we should tune in. This is called alignment in the beginning. You see, the A is for alignment, which you see in the back. And then align ourselves, put ourselves into proper place, that is in ultimately into the place of longing for Krishna. This is the learn the teachings of Gop Kumar. So Gop Kumar says, I was following the instructions of Narada Muni how to do sankirtan here in Braj. I went to see the many places of Shri Krishna's pastimes, and I sang his names which were most dear to me. I sang about his pastimes loudly and sweetly, and I focused my mind upon them and attained such a state of ecstasy and became so emotional that now it embarrasses me even to think of it. How can I describe this to anyone else? Sanatan Goswami, in his own work, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, wrote a commentary. It is somehow not in the BBT book, and we asked the translators, and they had overlooked the Sanskrit. It did not find its way into the book, unfortunately, but it's a very important commentary, and I would like to read it to you. When you hear about Krishna, Sanatan Goswami says, Krishna becomes bound with a thin thread. I think I have a thin thread here. But because Krishna is so independent, he breaks the thread and goes away. When we hear about Krishna, that means for a short time we can remember him, but we lose him again because he goes away. By meditation, and we meditate, he becomes bound in a stronger way, that is like a rope. Someone who is able to meditate on Krishna for a longer time has him in a rope. But he also breaks the rope. However, when a devotee does kirtan, the Lord becomes bound with an iron chain. And he cannot and doesn't want to break this. We know last Japa retreat, we had a wonderful theater play on Wilbur Mangala Thakur. And we know that at the end of Bilva Mangala's journey, after he had become blind, Krishna held him on the hand and led him to Vrindavan. So by the touch of Krishna's hand, Bilva Mangala realized, this is the Lord. And Krishna said, now we have reached Vrindavan, now I have to go. Bilva Mangala said, try to leave. But then Krishna made a jerk of his hand and ran away. So Bilva Mangala shouted after him. He only laughed. Oh Krishna, what is your great achievement that you have forcibly released yourself from the hold of my old hand? Only if you can leave my heart will I consider you a strong person. This is the power of kirtan. When you chant and you long for a divine relationship, the kirtan becomes strong and full of force, and Krishna becomes captured by an iron chain. He cannot leave. Iron chain, huh? Oh Krishna, getting free from the thread of hearing, you are caught by the rope of meditation. Escaping even from those ropes, you are captured again by the chains of glorification of your name, Sankirtan. Now I, whose heart is moved by bhakti for you, will never let you go again. You are caught now and firmly held by that chain of kirtan, O my Lord. My Lord, who bears a yellow silken dhoti. Hare Krishna. This is what the Vishnu Dutas tell him. A sound captures the mind, and when the mind is captured, Krishna is captured. I would now like to do a few things with you, a few exercises. What I absolutely want to do is, I will do a physical exercise with you first. We really have to open the windows. You look pathetic at the moment. You are so tired, really. So we will do some yoga, okay? But this really, you will become really very strong. Get up. Go to Hari. This is Ketan Yoga. Maybe we can have a nice Ketan in the background so that no one gets on the platform, because you will become very, very strong. My dear internet people, I will look at you. Hare Krishna. You please also do yoga now. The first thing is, get please on your toes and just walk a little around, loud in 1 meter. Higher, much higher. You must reach the ceiling. Why don't you reach the ceiling? What's wrong with you? This is only for... Now you should imagine, this gets now a little intense. If someone of you will faint, we have nurses for you and everything else. This is a little complicated. Try to bring your shoulders up like this. Back.
And then bring your shoulders into the pocket of your sleeves, your shirts.
Down.
And then you breathe out while going down. Only the beginning. You will start soon. You will really be fully invigorated. Hare Krishna, internet people. You're not doing it alone. You're laughing. I can see you through the internet. Try to keep your arms straight. Don't bring your shoulders up. Keep them like a marionette. So now you go as if you want to sit down. The more you can go down, the more effective the exercise. Breathe. And you have to get all the... Oh, very good, Dina Dayal. You have to move. No, the shoulders. The arms come up when you go down. And imagine you want to sit down on a chair which is behind you, but which is not there. Very important that you breathe very deeply when you come up. And that you don't stop. Even if every muscle tells you, you should stop. You will see, if we do this for another hour. You will be extremely fit. This is what the Kshatriyas used to do before major battles. The idea is, some of you don't do this. You have to use your sacred sitting place and just put it back as far as you can in the opposite direction. Some healthy sweat should come. Now we have to increase the speed. So good. Yes, to what? The sacred behind has to go really in the other direction. Hands go in one direction, and the sacred behind... Oh, not so totally. We will now go for speed. This is only the beginning. You should feel that with an inhale, you pull yourself up. Looks like military. Now please go slower so that can you check your heart? Is it still there? It's moving, isn't it? Good. I think that's enough, isn't it? Thank you, audience people. I hope no one has died with you.
Oh, it's too tired. We had to do it.
Yeah.
Now nobody...
will become tired anymore.
Can you see the benefit? The blood is now circulating and it will transport all the oxygen into your brain. It, I hope you have not done it so wildly. Yes, good, good. Oh yeah, this is much better. So I would now like to chant with you the names which Gop Kumar chanted. We have done this already, but it will do us very well if we at this stage do it again. It's his favorite mantra. It appears really two times in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. First is when he does it himself, and then when he teaches it to his disciple, the Brahmana of Pragyotishpura, and they also do this. This is the names of the Lord whom Gop Kumar liked so much. And it is also taught in our Sampradaya very, very effectively, this type of Krishna. Prabhupada says in the 18th chapter, text 55, that a devotee should think about Krishna not so much as Matsya or Rama or any other forms of the Lord, but as the Lord of Vrindavan, Krishna. So we will chant this. I'm looking for my cartels. I think I forgot the cartels someone can give. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda. Can we somehow chant this first of all with an understanding what the mantra, what the names mean? I think we remember them, and then with a hope to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. And I believe this photo or picture is very inspiring for us. Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Hashi Ashoda Tanaya Pasira Shivallavi Jivana Radhikesha. Hashi Ashoda Tanaya Prasida Shivallavi Jivana Radhikesha. Hashi Ashoda Tanaya Prasida Shivallavi Jivana Radhikesha. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Krishna
Hashi Ashora Tanaya Prasira Shigulari Jivana Radikesha
Hashi
Ashora Tanaya Prasira Shigulari Jivana Radikesha Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna
Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna
Ashi Ashoda Janaya Pasida Shri Vallavi Jivana Radhikesha
Shri Yashoda Pranaya Prasita Shri Vallavi Jivana Radhikesha
Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Hashi Ashoda Janaya Prasida Jivala Vijivana Radhikesha
Hashi Ashoda Janaya Prasida
Hashi Ashoda Janaya Prasida Jivala Vijivana Radhikesha Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna
Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda
Kishora Krishna Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Hashi Ashoda Janaya Prasida Jivala Vijivana Radhikesha
Hashi Ashoda Janaya Prasida Jivala
Vijivana Radhikesha Hashi Ashoda Janaya Prasida Jivala Vijivana Radhikesha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Mind's eye, follow Gop Kumar to the sacred places of Vrindavan. In the Briya Bhagavatamrita, he talks about the banks of the river Yamuna. Yamuna with its dark blue waves. He sits there and he chants with the hope to attain Krishna. If you have not been to Vrindavan, in your mind, you can go to a holy place like the temple room here in Radhadesh. Sit there and chant with a feeling of hope. Hope to attain a relationship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
together, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Once again, raise your hands.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. What does Krishna think about all this chanting? What does Krishna think when a devotee turns to him with the desire to establish his or her relationship? Is there at all an information about this? Or are we left to speculate about this? When Krishna receives our letter trying to connect with you in the form of our kirtan, what is in Krishna's mind? Srila Prabhupada told us that the chanting means to address the Lord. We talk to him, so to say, or address him by calling out his name. It's an address. Once Giriraj Swami asked Srila Prabhupada, how should we chant? And Prabhupada answered, you chant just like you speak now to me. You address Krishna. You know, when I address someone, speak to someone, I'm entering into that relationship. That simple. Sometimes we wonder, how does the Lord feel about my chanting? Does he notice me at all? Yes. Krishna notices chanters even if they don't notice him. And he thinks of them. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote this in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 6.2.10. In this purport, to this verse, you know, we hear about Ajamil calling the name of Narayan, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur raises this question: what does the Lord think about someone who chants? His answer is very comforting. When someone chants the Lord's name, the Lord's mind dwells on him. Dwells means to stay on him or to dwell. Syamananda, how would you say to dwell on someone? What does it mean, dwell? To deeply think for a period of time about what?
One issue.
Oh, what is this? Is almost a dictionary definition, Samananda. I will. Thank you. To deeply think for an extended amount of time about one issue. This is what it means to dwell. Somehow the word well is in there. Well means if you fall in a well, you don't get out of it so quickly. So Krishna thinks deeply about someone who chants. And Krishna thinks, this person belongs to me. I will always protect him. And my dear devotees, this is not just one acharya's commentary. Srila Sridhar Swami explains in the connection of Ajamil chanting Narayan Narayan what the Lord thought about Ajamil. Sridhar Swami is the main commentator and our authorities. He says, when the Lord heard that Ajamil was chanting his name, he thought about Ajamil deeply and then ordered the Vishnu Dutas to bring him to him. How much more then will the Lord remember a person who chants his name with a service attitude? I really want to throw an atom bomb on this illusion that you think Krishna doesn't care when you chant, that you think it's a one-way road when you chant, the road where you chant and move towards Krishna in your mind, but Krishna does nothing to come towards you. This is an illusion, my dear devotees, born of a low self-esteem, but not coming from the place of spiritual understanding. See, Ajamil was so disqualified on many accounts. He was not doing sadhana like you do. He was a murderer. You are not that. He was breaking all the principles. You are keeping all the principles. But still, when Ajamil chanted and even meant someone else than Narayan, he meant his son with this. If you chant, you know, hearing about one should meditate about the meaning and long for a relationship, you know, you are so many more times more qualified than Ajamil. So many more times. And the Lord thinks about you and remembers you and further makes a plan how to bring you back. Now, you may say, oh, this is what the acharyas say. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sridhar Swami, pretty good. But I want to hear from Krishna if he cares for me when I chant. And here's something from the Adi Purana for you, where Krishna personally tells us how he feels about someone who chants his name. Even if that chanter is not an accomplished chanter. Accomplished means someone who has brought his chanting to some level of perfection. Sadaya hilana nama ratanti mama yantava tesham nama sadapata vatate hridaye nama. Krishna speaks to Arjuna. Arjuna, listen attentively. When the living entity chants my name, whether out of devotion or indifference, indifference means you don't care, then his name will remain forever in my heart. Krishna has a list in his heart, which is written with unextinguishable ink. You can't rub it off. I will never forget such a soul. So he says to Arjuna, listen attentively. When someone chants my name, whether out of devotion or indifference, then his name will remain forever in my heart. You might ask, but yes, Satchinanda Swami, but if Krishna really thinks about me, why, and he cares about me, why do I sometimes feel so absolutely disconnected and separated and so hopeless in my spiritual life? Why? Why doesn't he do anything about this? Krishna talks about this to the gopis. It's a good question. He says, O gopis who do not know my real intention. Okay, so what is your real intention? When I do not respond immediately to a devotee who does service like Naam Bhajan, I do this not out of indifference. Indifference means I don't care. I do this to increase the love and the longing of my devotee. When you come to the desert in your spiritual life, where you feel hopeless, in other words, when you feel maybe forsaken, when you feel you have been given up, Krishna doesn't really take notice of you, you have an option to go in two ways. One is, you are sad and turn to Maya. And the second is, you are sad and turn to Krishna. You will be sad in both cases. But if you turn to Maya, you will be very, very much regretting the experience. When you turn to Krishna, Krishna will think, he has turned to me. It has worked. My treatment has worked. I have done something to increase his love, and he has responded, or her love, he or she has responded by now turning to me. My dear devotees, I know that some of you feel like this during the retreat. Having given so many retreats, obviously one is a little sensitive to the thoughts of his audience. I know that some of you feel, oh, why do I always get purified? Oh, where, why is it so hard? Why is it? My dear devotees, it's good. You are brought to an understanding that, oh, I must do something. Oh, this, my situation is not yet exactly perfect. There is something missing. And now turn to Krishna. Please turn to Krishna. Use this sadness which you have as something which is good. Sadness is good. It brings us away from the hopes of material life. And we become, so to say, disillusioned. This is a good word. Das deutsche Wort, the German word is, wir werden enttäuscht. That means that Täuschung, the illusion, is getting out of our system, you know. And then we can turn to Krishna. There is something which is very moving. It is from Madhurya Kadambini. It is in the chapter 8. And Krishna speaks about something which is in his mind. It describes the meeting of the jiva and the Lord. The Lord says, O best of my devotees, for many births you have given up your materialistic life and material well-being only for my sake. You have endured so many hardships. I know that. I know that you have endured cold. I know that you came to Radhadesh when the heating system didn't work. You have endured wind, hunger, thirst, inner pain and disease, only to serve me. You have disregarded so many insults, and you haven't given up financial security and even taken up begging just to make a living. My dear devotee, I do not know how to repay you, and so I remain your debtor. What could I possibly offer to you in return? To offer you lordship over the world or mastery of the heavens or mystic perfections would be an insult. How could anyone offer a human being animal fodder like straw or grain husks? Hence, though I am Ajita, the invincible, you have won me over. Your good behavior is now my only support. My dear devotee, if Krishna would reveal himself too quickly, you wouldn't recognize him because the senses are not yet purified. You are still covered with a faulty vision. My dear devotee, if Krishna, if you would see Krishna quickly, you wouldn't believe that he is Krishna, and you would take him very cheaply. Like gold is sometimes put in fire to become more pure and luminous and brilliant, Krishna therefore puts his devotees in this fire of separation. It's his mercy. It's meant to help you to come to the right condition. So when you engage in Nam Sankirtan, chanting very nicely, or chanting in Kirtan with devotees, Krishna gets the letter. He sees it. And he makes a plan how to purify you further so that you can get his audience. This morning a devotee said, I very much appreciated the picture which you showed us, but does Krishna send us a letter back? And I said, he has done this. His letter is very long. It's the Bhagavad Gita. And these are the words of the Lord. Have you read the letter? Have you studied it carefully? Have you read it again and again? Rupa Goswami has a song in his Padyavali Kirtan, where he says, the devotee should chant the holy name of Krishna like someone who has gotten a letter from his beloved and reads the letter again and again and again and again. So on. And every time he reads it or she reads it, more meaning comes out. So I would love to now request you to turn to your neighbor. Maybe you want to turn to a new neighbor or same neighbor as you wish. And to discuss this particular question. Please don't discuss other questions, but this particular question. Please tell your neighbor, about times, Nimaiji, please, Haribo Prabhu, you are already starting to talk, which is showing your intense eagerness. It is a sign of your being fully awake, and I really appreciate this. But it's important to know about what you should talk. I'm sorry, I'm from Germany, I'm a little offensive by nature. First of all, I need to see, have you found a partner? Who has not yet found his partner? Good. You have your partner? Good. Who's partner A? You can go first. Please turn to your neighbor and relate to your neighbor a genuine experience when you had the feeling Krishna has given you a sign. Krishna has cared for you. Krishna has done something to show that he is there. This can be an experience in, how to express it. Let me express it like this. It doesn't have to be an experience which happened during kirtan. It can be any experience in any situation of life. But it can also be a remembrance of a very nice kirtan where something happened very nicely. I really request you to talk honestly. Listen what your neighbor tells you or your partner tells you, and I think you will get great spiritual benefit by hearing what is there in the other's experience. When I did this simple exercise, it was during one of the ended up with a god sister. A god sister told me, Maharaj, you will be the first one to hear this, but I was cleaning Prabhupada's bathroom, and then he came in, and everything was full of soap, he asked if he could use it. I went out of the bathroom. Of course. And then when I came back afterwards, I looked at the floor, which was full of soap, to see his footprints. There were none. Then I looked out on the black marble, which was before this bathroom, to see his footprints, because in order to use the restroom facility, he had to walk over the soap. Everything was just Ajax, and Kleene, and Priel, and Spüli, and everything, you know. There were no footprints. And then I just knew he is from the spiritual dimension. This is a simple God sister. Cleaning God sister, and I really will never forget the Prabhupada floated into the restroom and out of the restroom. Yeah. So please now turn to your neighbor and Hare Krishna.
This morning is Kadamba Kana Maharaj at 6 o'clock. It's a little over.
The Mahamantra in our scriptures. I have found in my notes this for you.
Okay.
But you will get something else. You will get a big work on it. But this is already something. And this is for the devotee who asked you the question.
Okay.
Two copies. You should arrange a kirtan retreat in Cape Town. How many can we get?
How many?
Oh yeah.
It should be over weekend in 3 days, right?
Yeah. Why don't you think about this first? And talk with the temple president. Maybe we can invite from other devotees also and have up have 200 devotees. Yeah, then it's worthwhile to come. But serious devotees who practice. Yeah. Talk first, think about it, and if you wish to do it, then contact me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
I'm going to try and pray to Krishna for relationship. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Before doing this exercise, I was extremely afraid. Let me share with you why I was afraid. I thought you would now all cry and you would all think, oh, Krishna has never shown his mercy to me, and Krishna has never, it's impossible to connect with Krishna. He's there and I'm here. The universe is in between us. But then when you started to share, you were all smiling and laughing, and it seemed there was something there. No? It seems you discovered something. So, good. And we have reached 6 o'clock. Oh, is this clock right? Or it is right? Yeah. So we are a little bit over time. No problem. We have now a pause. And you kindly come back 6:35. Huh? Then, but don't come later, because a very great concern for us is that you will have sufficient rest and a little free time also in the evening to do what you still wish to do, catch up with rounds or with talk with devotees. So I see you at 6:35 in this room, and I will be on time. I will not move from here. So Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.